Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. All right, we got to get back to the Hulu thing for a second.
Yeah.
Is it Hulu that you don't like, Grant?
Yes.
Or is it just...
No, Hulu Live is what I have, which has started out as $49 a month and is now up to almost, I think it's $70 a month. And the biggest catch, you guys, for all you people who think like, hey, it's great... You can't even, if you have a DVR, oh, they give you all this DVR space. You can't even fast forward through commercials. There's a big...
When you record, you mean?
When you record using your Hulu Live. So Hulu Live is their version of like, you know, YouTube TV or what's the other big one? Sling TV.
Oh, sure. Roku, sure. Yep. All that. Yep.
And I went to it thinking like, this will be great. And they got a lot of sports. And if you're a sports person, yes, that's great. But it's just, I don't know. Do either of you guys, you have just cable, right?
Mm-hmm. I have cable. Mm-hmm. I have actual cable.
It seems great. And then when, like you said, Steve, you're adding in all of these other streaming services, Netflix and Disney Plus. And yes, they have little bundle packages, but I'm paying for as much, if not more, than I was for DirecTV, which was really expensive.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my bill is like $200 a month cable.
That's a lot.
That
also includes your phone and internet, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's still healthy.
Very healthy, yeah.
What do you
mean? As in a lot. I think 140.
Okay. I got it down to like 185 after like negotiating getting rid of premium channels. So I don't have any HBO. I don't have Showtime. And I lost a lot of channels by packaging. But why is it so expensive?
I don't know. All I know is the cord-cutting revolution that was taking place. A couple years ago, thought this feels like this is going to not be nearly as clean and as financially responsible as people think it's going to be. It becomes a bit more of a pain, a little less user-friendly, much more fragmented. And when it all adds up, especially when after a while, you're like, well, you know what? I want to be able to turn on the news if something is going live, on in my city. I want to be able to just have live TV for things. Then you really start paying more for YouTube or for Hulu if you want live programming.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just all, it's in the same way that we have these monopolies now. Later in the hour, we'll be talking about a big purchase that Peacock just made.
Mm.
Peacock, the new streaming service, they just acquired a big company. And this is what's going to be happening more and more. Just like for a while, we had Comcast, Dish, DirecTV. In 10 years, we're going to have like three conglomerates of these streaming services who have bought each other up, which you already see a little bit of, right? With Disney Plus saying, oh, get Disney Plus and you'll get Hulu and ESPN at a discounted rate.
Can I ask, what do you guys do?
It's a bit of a racket.
So, Steve, you don't package, you don't have your internet through your cable.
I do, yes.
Oh, you do? Why am I paying so much more than you are?
I don't know. Yeah, 200 sounds like a lot of money.
It's like 185, I think.
You must have tiers of programming, Donna, that we don't have. Like, if you have, do you have HBO? Do you have Showtime?
No,
do you have Starz?
No.
Yeah, you need to call them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go, a lot of times, best thing that I did for a long time was just be like, hey, what kind of promotion you got going now? And they'll give it to you. Sometimes you tell them you're leaving. They'll get you, you know, another promotion to get to stay.
Well, then they try to get you under contract, too.
Yes, but Steve, that's a lot of money. 180. I mean, I thought I was paying a lot when I was at like 125 plus my internet, which made it about 140, 150, Steve, and I thought that was a lot. So,
who's your internet provider?
CenturyLink with DirecTV is my combo,
Okay.
But CenturyLink is not a good internet provider, to be honest. At least my experience where I'm at, it's really slow. So, that's the other trade-off. If you go to these streaming services, then you got to get an expensive internet service on its own, which is what I ended up doing because I went away from my package deal, and that's where that gets you. You end up buying a nicer internet to stream all this stuff, and then you pay for it's like you said, Steve, it's a windy road.
I'm telling you, yeah. And then at the end, you feel like, oh, I made this decision, but as you realize that your appetite for programming hasn't stayed pace for pace with your appetite for cutting costs, then you realize, oh, this is maybe not worth it.
So maybe I should just stay with
it. Okay, now wait a second. Donna, wait a second, because I added a sports thing to my TV, home internet, and home phone is $174.
Okay.
So look, you're not that far off, Donna.
That's about right.
Still, now that I'm seeing that, I want to get that down. Let's get down south of 150 by the end of the day.
Yeah, girl.
Or else we walk. Did
you
hear
us? We're walking. We're mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad we all figured that out.
We didn't figure anything out.
Hey, Donna. he was trying to be helpful.
No, you're suspended.
I love how Donna is. It's like we're just having lunch. Well, who's your?
Let me write this down.
Don't cut the cord, guys. Unless you really want to.
That's an interesting message this day and age.
Yeah, you're the first person I've ever heard say that.
It's a lot of work, it's a lot, and it's a lot to manage.
Okay.
It really is.
Now, what are you going to do?
I'm going back to DirecTV. I'm calling right after the show. I'm getting them back out.
Oh. How much is that going to cost you?
I'm probably because I'll get back on a new
promotional
deal. It'll be cheaper for a while.
Look,
so I'll give you an update tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
How long ago did you cut the cord?
I cut it right at the beginning of around April. It was right when I lost my first job. I cut the cord to kind of try to save some money, and it all just started adding up. And I'm, like I said, back at the point. So it's been six, 7 months I've been doing it at least.
Damn. Well.
Shoot. Hey, Donna.
I'm going to go.
Can I borrow $174.19 a month
perpetuity?
What I just said.
That you said 174?
Yeah,
it's close. Okay, it's because of that sports package.
Yeah, I got to make sure. You got to trim down. That's the thing. You do a little test with something, and then you don't realize, and then it tacks on after the three-month introductory trial or whatever. Then you just realize, oh, I'm still paying
for
blank.
Quee. Sports talk coming up at 10:45. Don't miss that. All right, when we come back, I'll tell you about my other dingbat moment. A trick I use to remember things actually has the opposite effect. I'll tell you about it coming up next on My Talk. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes. Boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. I could not believe how cool they felt, like continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game-changing. Covered, Donna, this is real life. It's cool. You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies!
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
We're back. Thanks for joining us. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment. Oh boy. So
okay.
Here's my story.
Okay.
Sometimes I will write a note on my hand so that I will remember it either later in the day or the next day.
Yeah, right.
Not alone.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
Like, if I don't have a piece of paper, but I have a pen nearby, I just write something on my hand.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Such was the case on Saturday morning. I was going through some stuff and wrote a note on my hand. Problem was, I woke up in the morning and it was faded, obviously, because I washed my hands at some point. Yeah. And I look at it and the note says Tom Pickforo. I'm like, Tom Pickforo? Who's Tom Pickforo? I have no idea.
Like a word jumble where we have to unscramble the letters. Tom Pickforo.
Right. Tom Pickforo. So I'm like, what? Who is Tom Pickforo? Yeah. Is he someone I went to school with? Did my sister mention him on the phone? Was I talking to 201?
Tom Pickforo.
So I'm like, I have no idea. No clue. Until about an hour later, I go, oh!
Tom Pickforo. Now, if I say this out loud enough, will I unscramble it?
No. You'll never get it.
Or tomorrow.
So I had come across a photo of a friend.
Okay.
Named Tom.
Tom.
And I wanted to give it to his mom, who I call O. short for Olivia. So I wrote down Tom Pick for O.
For O, for Olivia.
Right? But I'm looking at it going, because Pick for O was just all one word. Yep. So I'm like, Tom Pick for O? Did I go to school with this guy? No, but it took me a good hour and I was like, oh, thank God. Because I would have been walking around going, does anybody know Tom Pick for O?
Oh, yeah, you would have turned into a street babbler who was just stopping random people. Look, lady, I'm just here to get a pizza. Have you ever heard of Tom Pick for O? Tom Pick for O?
Does anyone? He work here?
Ma'am, we've asked you 3 times to please leave.
A street babbler. Yeah, so that's my dumb story. There seems to be no shortage of them the past couple of weeks. But, my God. Anyway.
At some point, it's going to pass the funny threshold and go into it just a bit worrisome.
Yes.
I found out today that Don and I had the same weatherman, and she grew up in New Jersey, and I grew up all the
that's
way
right.
out in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Really? This is like earlier we were talking about, you couldn't believe that the same show was on different channels. You, Donna, couldn't believe growing up in Jersey and New York that we all got Letterman or we all saw right. Al Roker. Care to say this person's name? You don't have to.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about the Al Roker part. I was making fun of her because of her comment earlier. I was like, I grew up out here watching Al Roker too, you know?
But he also worked at WABC. Which was the local channel.
Okay.
Before moving on to the Good Morning America channel.
I'll tell you this, if I have your undivided attention.
You're here. We're here.
Yes. Is he ABC or is he NBC?
He's NBC. Al Roker?
Yeah, NBC.
He's NBC. He's Today's Show.
Oh, yeah. He's Today's Show. Okay.
Yeah. GMA is Ginger Z.
Oh, that's right.
Who's from Minnesota.
I did not know that.
Or Wisconsin. Either way. I spent my summer when I was 15 turning 16. So what is that? 98. 98, I think. I spent it here. And there was, think back to 1998, there was a popular FM radio host at the time. Uh-huh. He is no longer in the Twin Cities. Uh-huh. And anyway, just chill out, will you?
You chill out.
I'm listening.
Quit poking me.
I'm listening to this guy on the radio, and he's like working hit music stuff. Anyway, I then go home, and I go home, and a few months later in Pittsburgh on B94, as I recall, or maybe Variety 96, whatever it was, I hear him. I hear him. And I'm now in Pittsburgh, not in Minnesota. And I thought, is this the same person? Give us a call. They say, I call in. And this person answers the phone. And I said, is this you? Yes. I said, I was in Minnesota this summer and listened to you there. But now I'm calling you from Pittsburgh. Are you in Pittsburgh here? I'm all over, kid. Whatever it was. I don't know. And then it goes away. That was a real mind-bending moment for me that I, in Pittsburgh, could hear the same guy that I listened to during my 15-year-old summer here in Minnesota.
What was he doing in Pittsburgh?
He was syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
The show was syndicated at that point, but I couldn't wrap my head around it, and he clearly wasn't ready to put me on the air for me to break down. But I'm in Pittsburgh. Are you still there? Are you here?
Oh, my God.
He was well-known.
He was well known.
And then I came back in years later, and he was still here. Mm. And I thought, oh, my gosh. How about that? I should bump into him and tell him he'll really enjoy this. He wouldn't have.
Huh. I'll tell him for you.
Donna.
What?
Don't make it personal. I won't say this person's name. Let's call him...
Don't.
Timmy B. Timmy Bumblebee, for instance. I don't
Timmy
know.
Timmy Bumblebee. Oh my
Good
God.
Morning, kids. It's Timmy Bumblebee boozing around in the morning.
Oh, Steve.
Anyway.
Anyway, thank you for sharing that story. I was going to share a story that I saw on BuzzFeed, but I don't think we have the time. Maybe we'll do it as a
later?
Facebook question tomorrow.
Oh.
You want to? Yeah. It has to do with weird things that your family did when you
That's
were young.
That's a great confession for tomorrow.
I love it. I love it, Steve. I love it. It has to do with weird. You can think on it now and then call us tomorrow. It's something weird your family did that you thought was totally normal.
Until, yeah.
Until you found out it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, whoa, that started to sound weird.
Yeah, it sounded real weird.
I was experimenting with my voice. It was no longer related to the question.
Okay.
Hey, let's play a game together, because Donna and I both appear to be operating at a high level today, so let's pit our wits against one another. The game is called the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. We play it every day here at 10:30 on the Donna and Steve Show. I am Grant, is your game maker, and he chooses the topic. Donna and I are not in the know, and so we play together, and then you have an opportunity to win a prize. If you want, you can give us a call right now at 651-641-1071.
Can I get a score?
Yeah. The score right now, I believe it's, what?
I think Steve is winning.
8-7. It is.
Yeah, oh, easy there.
Steve pulled up yesterday with his knowledge of TV show, game show host. Yeah. Oh,
man. Donnie, you're behind. Big Mo is on my side.
I can't have that big of a gap. We need to shorten the gap.
It's a one-game gap right now. This is literally as small as a gap will ever be.
Maybe Grant could give Pro Girl a bone.
Maybe.
Hey, Donna, why don't you go grab some water and maybe do 10 squats? I'm starting to get a little concerned. Give us a call, 651-641-1071. Bet on me, bet on Donna. If you bet right, you win a prize. Game time, next.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, Grant is getting a caller on the line.
Nice.
And I sat in lipstick.
Donna.
It's the never-ending saga. I got a text from someone, I think it was Holly, saying, hey, did you sit in lipstick? Because this is what your chair looks like right now. And then I went up to Grant and I said, can you look at my butt and tell me if there's...
Grant, that's an old line she used to use back in the 80s.
And as you know what.
It's so you have everywhere. Lipstick on your butt right now?
Yes.
Donna. Donna. Oh, gosh.
I know. I'm a disaster.
Okay, guys. Well, we have a Wendy on the phone with us today.
Hey, Wendy.
How you doing, Wendy?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, you are going to be today playing for a MyTalk t-shirt, and it is the 16th annual of the Pop Culture Knowledge, or College of Pop Culture Knowledge, as you guys know. And Steve is up 8-7. He won Friday. Yeah. So, the topic today is Chris Hollywood. Name that Chris, okay? So, Chris blank. Chris Hollywood, name that Chris. Do you want to play with Donna, who's dealing with her nightmare of lipstick right now, or Steve?
I've got to play with Donna.
Yay!
All right.
She could use the help today.
Whatever, Steve. Why don't you just go take a hike, all right?
All right. Yeah. Bye.
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 Okay. All right, Wendy, if you could do me a favor today and just wait until Donna's done answering the questions when we come back.
Yep.
You can answer if she needs some help. Donna, I'm going to wait till it looks like you're ready here, but we're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. This Chris found his fame as Andy Dwyer on the show Parks and Rec and is most recently known for marrying Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, Catherine.
Chris Pratt.
This Chris is best known for playing Thor in the Marvel Universe film series.
That's Chris Hemsworth.
This Chris was the co-creator of the TV sitcom Everybody Hates Chris.
Chris Rock. I don't know. I think those are right.
You got it.
You think so?
Yep.
Oh, goody. Right. Okay. Let's get Steve.
Let me get Steve back. Wendy, how's your day going today? You got the day off? You going to work or what's going on?
Oh, no. I'm on the road every day and I listen to the show every single day.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I love it.
We appreciate it. All right. We're going to get Steve back here and he's going to do really well. So we'll have to be ready for a potential
Whoa. Hey,
what's going on, buddy boo?
Boy, that was fast.
What? Yeah, it was a little fast. Just a little bit, but...
I hardly even had time to swallow my almonds, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
No.
I was eating almonds while I was on hold.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nice.
Boy, so you ladies must have gone 3 for 3. I can tell when Donna has the unmistakable cocky tone to her voice. It just makes me want to scream.
All right, Steve.
I can hear you, by the way.
Yes. All right, Steve. Let's do this, buddy.
I am a person with feelings.
When you poke me, do I not bleed?
She's bleeding lipstick right now.
Oh, blah, blah.
All right, guys. Let's begin here. Wendy will wait till the end here, so I'm going to put you down, and then we'll start the music right after I answer the question here. This Chris found his fame as Andy Dwyer on the show Parks and Rec.
Chris Pratt.
All right. This Chris is best known for playing Thor in the Marvel Universe film series.
Pass.
This Chris was the co-creator of the TV sitcom Everybody Hates Chris.
Chris Rock for the middle one. Can you repeat it?
This Chris is best known for playing Thor in the Marvel Universe film series.
Christian singer-songwriter Chris Tomlin is coming to my mind. Hang on.
Oh, whatever.
Hang on.
I know what you're doing.
Chris Hemsworth, final.
Yes.
I just had to fill some of the time, Donna. We don't have a ton of stuff to talk about after the game.
Right.
Adding the drama.
All right.
I like where your head's at there. It was Chris Pratt for the first one, and Chris Hemsworth did play Thor, like Steve so teased there. Well, and Chris Rock was the creator of Everybody Hates Chris, which is a great show if you ever get a chance to watch it.
Cute.
Lastly, we got an audio clue. Wendy, we're going to tune you in here. If you know it,
Yep. Say
it. Donna, Steve, you guys ready?
Not really.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. All right, and we're off.
I live in a van down by the river.
Steve got her.
Damn it!
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Steve won. Nice job, Steve. Yeah, I'll be in your corner here, buddy. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
9 to 7.
9 to 7. We'll have to come up with a country theme for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Anytime the spread gets to 2 or more, it's, you know, Bluegrass Legends from Knoxville.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Oh, sorry.
Wendy. Wendy, what's on the agenda after you hang up with us? You're going to go and do what?
Oh, I'm a courier on the road, so I listen to you guys all day long.
Aww.
Oh, God, love you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
And Grant, you have the best laugh.
Aw,
Grant.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Laugh for her, Grant. Do it.
I can't really do it on command. It's when I get that little, like, high pitch going, that thing going on.
No, I love it.
When it gets going, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, thank you, Wendy. Appreciate that, Wendy.
Bye,
have a great day.
Bye.
Well, Donna, we'll have to get together after the show and figure out our next category.
Yep. Oh, shut up, Steve.
Donna. Okay.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
I don't like what you're about to say.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Listen, you can't keep me from informing the people just because you struggle with the words. I had two choices here. My words were juicy and moist. Do you have a preference?
Nope. They're both equally ewy.
Over the weekend, your boy, Stevie Boy, had literally the juiciest, the most moist chicken I've ever had in my life. Guess where I got it? Guess where I got it from?
You got it from Culver's.
From the smoker!
Gee.
I made the juiciest chicken I've ever tasted yesterday. Now, many of you are mid-email right now. Steve, tell us your secret. Steve, can you tell us what you've done? I made 2 chickens yesterday. 2 whole chickens. I got the 2-pack from Costco. Donna, you know what I'm talking about.
I sure do, Steve.
And they are the whole chickens. And I did a little side-by-side of, I brined one and I didn't brine the other. Let me first say this. Both came out very juicy. But my wife said, I said, is there a big difference? Because they're both juicy. There's nothing dry in any of these. It's crazy. And she said, you know, the one that you brined is like melt in your mouth juicy.
Oh.
What was the brine?
Thank you, F.A., for asking. Mine was a simple brine. A lot of them are herbs. Get your bay leaves. Get your peppercorns. Yada, yada. I went to this guy, Malcolm Reed. Malcolm Reed, eating good in the neighborhood, making killer barbecue. He said it's a real simple brine, Southern Belle. Simple brine. I just put a cup of sugar and a cup of his barbecue rub seasoning in there in water. Bada bang, bada sugar? Boom. Cup of sugar.
A whole cup.
Cup of sugar. Cup of the rub.
A cup. And that's it. Did you go through the whole container?
No.
A cup?
Stop. Now you're saying cup weird. A cup?
A cup?
A cup? Wait, a cup of, is it like, it's a rub, okay. Rub. It's not like a seasoning. It's a rub.
It's so a rub.
Wet.
Nope. Mm-mm. It's seasoning. Think of it as seasoning.
Like a dry rub.
How big is the box that it comes in? Because a cup is a lot.
All right, so it doesn't come in a box.
Whatever, a container.
It is more than a cup. I don't know. I was at the end of it. I was at the end of it. And so I probably had 80% of the cup filled, and I just filled that, used that, put it in, bada bing, bada boom. Point is, I brine that sucker overnight, and it's great because you don't need a big brining pot to do it because the chickens are smaller, right? When you do a turkey, it's massive. You need this whole bag. It's crazy. This, so easy to do. It was like such a limited, and however you brine it, whatever you want to do with your brine, the point is when you brine it, you're helping to like break down, you're infusing flavor, you're making sure that the chicken comes out moist in this case. And it's unbelievable how much it worked. Everywhere that we cut into, the breast, usually the driest part, totally juicy. The thigh, juicy. Wing, juicy. Everything was juicy. Now, the one that I didn't brine, by the way, had I not had the brined one beside it, I would have said, wow, this is really juicy chicken. But the brined one was simple. My point is this, the tip, next time you're making chicken, and you can do this with chicken breasts, you can do this with chicken thighs, you can do it. It doesn't have to be a whole chicken or a whole turkey. You can brine anything. And when you take that little step the night before, if you can, it makes such a difference. It was so good. And the day before, I smoked a brisket. Thank you for asking.
May I say something controversial?
I'm not going to like it.
I'm concerned about your health.
What are you talking about? Because of the sugar?
You're eating a lot of smoked stuff.
Okay.
That's not good for you.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, that's like eating barbecue food every day. That's not good for your body.
No, but I'm not like slathering anything in barbecue sauce. Now, the sugar brine, granted, I'm just going to go full tilt.
Barbecue sauce. I'm talking about smoke in your food. Smoked food.
Are you a doctor?
I am not a doctor.
Do you have lipstick all over your butt right now? Because if the answer is yes, I'm not going to listen to you as much as you want me to. So then this clown lady walks in and tells me I'm not healthy.
I can just see Donna. She's got lipstick all over her face.
People are going to be like, who's been kissing your butt?
I was talking right to her, and then she turned around. I hadn't been talking to her at all.
Oh, man. The problem is I made a mess everywhere I sat. So I'm ruining very nice office furniture. I don't know. I think the tip of my lipstick fell off and probably landed on my car or something.
Speaking of which, we are getting our dog fixed in a couple of weeks.
Oh!
Speaking of lipstick.
Oh, ew. Ew, David.
Donna. Okay. All right. When we come back, sports talk.
Yes!
Guess who's going back to the Super Bowl? And The Peacock just made a major purchase that some quote-unquote sports fans, or more particularly sports entertainment fans, are really going to dig. We'll get into all that stuff when we come back on the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Ooh, Super Bowl matchup has been set.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tom Brady's at it again.
Here's the bottom line. Tom Brady's going back to the Super Bowl. No longer on the New England Patriots, of course. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's just the best. He's just the best. Let's talk about Tom Brady for a brief moment. First of all, what a handsome guy. Mm. Irritatingly handsome, wouldn't we agree?
Yes.
for many years, there was a conversation. Is it Tom Brady or is it his head coach, Bill Belichick? Who's the real secret sauce?
It's Tom Brady.
Well, we had a case study this year. When Tom Brady left to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we thought, okay, well, we'll get to figure this out. The New England Patriots did not make it back to the playoffs this year. They still had Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who did not make the playoffs last year, to my recollection, mm-hmm. are now going to the Super Bowl. It's unbelievable. And, by the way, they'll play the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, the first participating team in a Super Bowl to ever play at their home stadium.
Well, that's neat. Can I ask, was he traded, Tom Brady, by Belichick?
No, he left.
He just, so he
free
left.
Free agent, and then decided, okay, it's the end of the road here.
He did a lot of short-term contracts because he would like to free up money to try to bring in other players to his old team. So he did a lot of one-year contracts, two-year contracts to help renegotiate, to help bring in players, which they weren't doing in New England. Part of the reason why he left to go to Tampa Bay to surround himself with a bunch of receivers and offensive players, because he is amazing. You're right, Steve, but he does need a little extra step at the age of 43. He doesn't hurt to have Antonio Brown and, you know, got all the guys that he has on his team. But yeah, it's also interesting too, and just a side note, is that the Tampa or the New England Patriots, where Tom used to play, they didn't make the playoffs, but six or seven of their best defensive players opted out this season.
True. Yep.
So there's that. Let's give one more year of Coach B to see what he can pull out next year, because he'll have his full team. But I agree with you. I think that definitely Tom Brady is the X factor there, for sure.
There is this je ne sais quoi. There's this something that can't be explained, only experience, that is Tom Brady on a field in a meaningful game. Not that he wins every one of them, but he certainly has won more than anyone else has. He has six Super Bowls to his name. Here is a fascinating statistic about one Thomas Brady, Donna. He has played in 14 conference championships. So the conference championship is the game right before the Super Bowl to determine who goes to the Super Bowl. So, Vikings fans, let us all think back. Over the last 40 years, how many conference championship games have the Vikings been in? Well, Tom Brady, in his 20-year career, has played in 14 of them. I mean, think about how exciting it is when you get to the NFC Championship or the AFC Championship, and you're like, all right, the cities are enamored. One more win, and we're in the Super Bowl. That's an exciting feeling. Tom Brady has had that feeling 14 times.
Wow.
14.
That's awesome. That's great.
So anyway, he's going back to the Super Bowl. He went head-to-head with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers yesterday at Lambeau Field. Took them out, to the enjoyment of many, many Vikings fans, I'm sure. But yeah, Brady he's back. He's in, and he's going against Patrick Mahomes, Donna.
Whoa.
Who is the up and coming quarterback. So you have the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady, and then you have the up and coming great one, leading this new generation of quarterbacks, leading the way, just signed that massive, what was it, a $400+ million deal with the Kansas City Chiefs in the offseason, took them to a Super Bowl and won last year. He's only in his third year of starting.
How old is he?
24 or 25.
Okay, wow.
So some people think Mahomes is on Patrick Mahomes has had like the greatest start to a career at quarterback in the NFL. He's had the best start ever. Tom Brady has had the best career ever. And now the two of them go head to head in the Super Bowl. So sports writers are happy because they will have no shortage of topics over the next couple weeks. They could just draw up Tom versus Patrick Mahomes for the next 2 weeks and do the same story. And people are excited to see those quarterbacks square off.
That, for that reason, it'll be a fun game to watch.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
Quick fact here. Yep. Brady has more conference championship games appearances than 28 other NFL franchises. So he's been into the championship game more than 28 teams, and he has more playoff wins, 32, than all but five teams combined. So only the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers, the Dallas Cowboys, and the New England Patriots have more playoff wins as a team than he has as an individual.
Wow.
That's pretty remarkable.
Does he have a brother? Poor guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, he does.
That there's like the really third Manning brother. Yeah. You know, there's Eli Manning.
Peyton and then the
Manning.
Other guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
So yeah.
And he's good looking. I mean,
really good looking.
And damn.
I mean, and his wife is a superstar and is herself too.
Yeah. He's not the breadwinner.
No, he's not.
Gisele Bündchen, supermodel, is the one who is paying the bills. Tommy, the freeloader.
I want to see if he has any brothers.
What, are you trying to see if they're single?
No. Nope, he doesn't. No biological or adopted brothers. Huh. He's the only son out of four children.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if his sisters are really hot.
I'm not prepared to do a search and then a hot or not rating on the Brady sisters. Anyway, so that's really, really big news for sports fans. Tom Brady, go figure, another year back in the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, the Peacock, which is NBCU's streaming service.
I just want to add one thing before you continue.
Please do.
It's got a twin sister. The end.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Does she look like a girl version of him?
I am not sure.
All right, hang on.
I'll get back to you.
I'm on it now. Tom Brady's sister images. Julie or Nancy?
Julie Brady is the one I'm looking at right now.
This is fun.
Oh, yeah, I see her right there. Yeah, they're both good looking.
There you go.
That's irritating.
That's irritating.
Also, somebody won Mega Millions. Also irritating.
Also irritating. Yeah.
Sold in Michigan. Unbelievable. Anyway. Unbelievable. Right, I never win anything. All right, back to the Peacock. They just purchased the WWE Network.
Oh, I'll do that's it again. Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Let's do it again, but with a more immediate
response. Okay, ready?
Yep. So the Peacock, who just made waves for getting the entire Office library, just made another big acquisition. They just purchased the WWE Network.
No way! Shut up! Are you kidding me?
I thought of both of you. Both of you, when I read this headline. Live pay-per-view events, including WrestleMania, will be available on the Peacock. And the WWE Network will stop operating as its own standalone service. There are 17,000-plus hours of old content. You can go back to the 80s heyday and watch old Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth videos, or you can watch the most recent pay-per-view event. This is NBC with the Peacock. They're getting a little splashy. Mm-hmm. They haven't nabbed like a big drama yet in terms of, you know, like the show that everyone's watching, but they're gathering a lot of comfortable programming for certain groups of people. The Office has a big following. You want to watch it, you got to go to the Peacock. WWE Network, there are a lot of wrestling fans out there, and if you want to watch WWE, you'll have to go to the Peacock. So they're doing well. I sort of like what they're doing. And now the question will be, will they land? They had the Saved by the Bell reboot, which was fun, but will they land a big splashy drama at some point? It seems like they're paving the way.
You want me to blow your mind right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Giselle Bundchen.
Okay.
Also has a twin sister.
What?
No.
Yeah.
I bet they met on like a twins only site.
Right? Weird. Okay, I'm going to blow your mind with something else. How is it that someone can impersonate a star and her publicist and dupe a couple of publications? I'll tell you that story up next.